I'm telling you, I've seen this truth years ago, and it's because of me having to talk to so many people. I'm telling you, you can go spend $10,000 on a marriage counselor, and he ain't going to tell you nothing no better than what I'm getting ready to say. I'm telling you, you're wasting your money if you think you can get anything better than what I'm getting ready to say. I know a little bit about what I'm talking about. And that's this. Our problem in marriage is we take each other for granted. And we don't show each other the same respect that we show everybody else. There's your problem right there. If we just showed each other respect like you would, you ain't no way you'd talk to people at work like you talk to your wife or your husband. I mean, you can all the way to church and then walk into church and say, hey, how you doing? Praise the Lord. And you frown all the way here. You big hypocrite. I mean, you can be nice when you want to. One lady always fussed her husband all the time. She's real hateful all the time because she said it was at a certain time or whatever. And she said, I can't be nice. And then the phone rung. She said, hey, how are you? He said, oh, you can be nice too, can't you? If you want to. Well, I'm tired and I don't feel like going out. But you let one of your buddies come by. Suddenly, you feel better, don't you? And don't you think, I knew a lady who said that one time. She told me, her husband was a preacher, and she said, honey, I need to talk. He said, I don't want to talk tonight. I want to go to sleep. You know, because you think, oh, Lord, it's going to take, she gets on one of these big, it'll take an hour for this story. And you say, I want to go to sleep. I don't feel like talking. Then the phone rang, one of his church members called. And he sat there and listened to her for 15 minutes, or listened to the church member for 15 minutes, and she laid over there thinking, I'm not important. He can listen to his church member 15 minutes, can't listen to me. See, the devil works and stuff like that. Now, if a man's tired and sleepy, she ought to respect him and all of that. But if he can give a church member 15 minutes, he ought to be able to give his wife 15 minutes. You see what I'm talking about respect? Common respect. And the reason people get divorced is they lose that. They take each other for granted. That little girl at work, you see her after she's worked on herself for an hour every morning and smelled good and fixed her hair and everything and got her best foot forward, and you don't see her faults. Guarantee you she's got them. Guarantee you. Probably more than your wife does. When she's in count, she wouldn't be flirting with you. Say amen.